This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. All will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. To free the world, to fulfill the promise, let us all unite.
Well, welcome, folks, to yet another day in the Corporation Nation. We're going to continue off where we left off yesterday with a little bit of peerage, a little bit of genealogical association, a little bit of that. I had an article. It was just the regular Yahoo News. How they call this stuff news is beyond me. But it says the six super chic other royals you need to know. Goes on to say, do you ever wonder who the other royals are? That untapped crop of regal stock who are just as youthful, beautiful, and chic as their ubiquitous British contemporaries. No offense, William and Kate, but there's far more to obsess over than the well-trodden fashions of the English aristocracy. You gotta be kidding me. This is disgusting. Take Queen Rania of Jordan's 17-year-old daughter, Princess Ayman bint Abdullah, who was photographed going to a ceremony this week, captivating style experts and paparazzi alike. These people don't do anything, you see, except dress up and look pretty and collect all of your wealth. Channeling Sofia Coppola and an effortless California girl, this beauty had us wanting more. So please feast your eyes on the following six other royals to watch. They are glamorous queens, handsome princes, and exotic stunners with great hair. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but this boils my blood. This is disgusting. It is idol worship. It is everything against humanity and nature. This is so wrong. So we got pictures of these people who, one of them is, a gentleman named Prince Carl Philip of Sweden, who apparently does nothing but has good hair and wears very quote-unquote handsome suits, and apparently likes to go and watch sports. Oh, that's what he does. That's about all he does. But he did serve as a lieutenant in the Swedish Navy, so there's that, I guess. I'm sure he was right in the middle of all the action. So it goes on and comes to a girl named Charlotte Casiraghi. says she's the most famous of the bunch. She's Grace Kelly's granddaughter and the daughter of Princess Caroline of Monaco. Apparently, she's the most beautiful girl in the world. I have to tend to disagree. The Monaco royals are a very stylish bunch. Charlotte's aunt, Princess Charlene of Monaco, just missed the cut here. But this one has been wowing the world with her beauty and style from an early age. Staying true to her grandmother's spirit, she's very feminine, likes to play around with fashion. Her daytime clothes are often equestrian-inspired, but her many evening ensembles are dreamy, modern princess gowns. Meanwhile, all around her, all around Monaco, people are dying, families are dying, children are being killed in the name of the bloodline that she's a part of. See, this bothers me, folks. This is disgusting. This is what the fashion industry is. And maybe you missed the most important part here. She's Grace Kelly's daughter. And this is kind of what we were talking about the other day with the fact that all of these actors in Hollywood that become famous, and we're going to talk about a lot of those today, they don't become famous because they just have a talent. No, it is an incestuous career. I can't tell you how many people, and when I was in Hollywood myself, fortunately, I only wanted to work in the background. I didn't want to be an actor, so I got into the sound department. But I can't tell you how many actors I would see come to Hollywood and have this belief, almost like a belief in the American dream, that there's some sort of realistic equality here that would allow just the average person from Kansas to come to Hollywood and become an actress or an actor. Of course, they all end up in restaurants. When someone says, hey, I'm an actor, you ask, jokingly and yet sadly seriously, oh, really, which restaurant? You know, this is the reality. And so many people go to Hollywood with these big dreams, never understanding that they don't have a shot. They don't have a chance. They might be an extra. They might even get a line or two in a script. Everybody's been in Law and Order. You see that on every resume. But truly, no one becomes famous because that is reserved for, literally, for the American royalty, which in our case is the actress and the actor. Who else do they showcase here? Oh, let's see. How about... Oh, here's another one. How about Prince Rahim Aga Khan and Kendra Salwa Spears? Now, of course, we're talking about the grandson of Rita Hayworth. The immensely wealthy son of Prince Aga Khan and the grandson of Rita Hayworth. Miss Kendra Salwa Spears is a Seattle-born brand new bride who was a top Ford model before the two wed in a quiet ceremony. Oh, it's just so fascinating. It's so disgusting. I'm sitting here looking at these people lavishing in wealth as their people starve. Because, you know, that's the moral aspect of wealth. You see, if you have wealth, if you hold land, if you have money, well, guess what? In our system, in our worldwide greedy usurious banker system, that necessarily means that a lot of other people have nothing. That literally means that poverty is spread throughout the kingdom so that you can have a new dress and be on the front page of Yahoo. My God, this is our society. Why? I ask again, why do we put up with it? Why do we people still, in this day and age, recognize blood as royalty? Why do we allow government to be run by blood in this day and age? That's the question I'm posing today, because this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous that these people who do nothing are the heroes and the royalty and the celebrities. But again, we see a grandson of a famous actress. What's going on here? Well, again, we have to look and we have to see how is this happening. You know, before we go into that, I want to read a couple Associated Press reports to finish up what we were talking about with Obama yesterday. And the Associated Press, well, actually, this is going to be from Ancestry.com. Already. Boy, the time goes quick. All right, folks, we'll be back. We'll talk about Mr. Obama and his genealogical roots. Stay with us.
Wake up, wake up and look around you. We're lost in space and the earth is your home.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
He's a rebel and a runner. He's a signal turning green. He's a restless young romantic, wants to run the big machine. He's got a problem with his poisons, but you know we'll find a cure.
Folks, welcome back from the Corporation Nation, and we are talking about total genealogical immersion, part two. Yes, one of my favorite subjects. You know, once I started studying this stuff, I couldn't stop. I couldn't put it down because I thought there's no way that I can keep turning over names and find out that every single person that's ever been famous including the assassins who have assassinated presidents. This is a good example the assassins who've actually assassinated the presidents were their cousins. It's just an amazing, amazing find. So let's read about our faithful president here now. Anastasia Taylor is a genealogist at Ancestry.com. She says, we've all watched President Obama and Warren Buffett's ongoing association, from Buffett's official endorsement of Obama's 2008 presidential campaign to their sometimes differing views on economic policy. She says, like most family members, the president and Buffett may not always agree on everything, but this latest discovery confirming they are related may shed some light on why the two seem to see eye to eye on many issues. Yeah, really, Anastasia, do you think that might be the case? Well, let's read further. It says that Ancestry.com revealed that through the 17th century Frenchman named Marie Duval, who emigrated to Maryland from France in the 1650s, is President Obama's 9th great-grandfather and Buffett's 6th great-grandfather. According to historical records, Duval belonged to a religious sect called the Jacobites. Now, I'm seeing this religious sect, the Jacobites, come up a lot. I'm wondering if anybody's actually familiar and can go into the Jacobites and explain for the audience. I'd like for you to call in, and we'll put you right through. I haven't really studied the Jacobites, and I haven't really studied too much within the different sects of the Jesuits. So I'm still a little raw on that subject. But if anybody knows about the Jacobites, you know, can explain that, maybe you'd like to call in. In the meantime, let's go to the Associated Press reported on 3/26/2008. All right, you ready for this, folks? This could make for one odd family reunion. Barack Obama is a distant cousin of Brad Pitt, and Hillary Rodham Clinton is related to Pitt's girlfriend, Angelina Jolie. Researchers at the New England Genealogical Society found some remarkable family connections for the three presidential candidates. The Democratic rivals Obama and Clinton and Republican John McCain all related. Clinton, who was of French-Canadian descent on her mother's side, is also a distant cousin of singers Madonna, Celine Dion, and Alanis Morissette. There again, did you think they got up there because they had good voices? No, 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 folks. That's not how it works. That's not how the industry works. Obama, the son of a white woman from Kansas and a black man from Kenya, which is in dispute, can call 6 U.S. presidents, including George Bush, George W. Bush, his cousins. McCain is a 6th cousin of the First Lady Laura Bush. Obama has a prolific presidential lineage that features Democrats and Republicans. His distant cousins include President George W. Bush and his father, Gerald Ford, Lyndon Johnson, Harry S. Truman, and James Madison. Other Obama cousins include Vice President Dick Cheney, British Prime Minister Sir Winston Churchill, and Civil War General Robert E. Lee. It's also interesting to note, by the way, that Robert E. Lee and Ulysses S. Grant were very, very close cousins. Yes. Christopher Child, who is a researcher at one of the larger genealogical sites, I don't remember which one, has spent the last 3 years tracing the candidate's genealogy along with senior research scholar Gary Boyd Roberts, author of the 1989 book Ancestors of American Presidents. Hillary Clinton's distant cousins include beatnik author Jack Kerouac and Camilla Parker Bowles, wife of Prince Charles of England. McCain's ancestry was more difficult to trace because the records on his relatives were not as complete as the records for the families of Obama and Clinton. Clinton's name is actually William Jefferson Blythe, by the way. Obama and President Bush are 10th cousins once removed, linked by Samuel Hinckley of Cape Cod, who died in 1662. Ben LaBolt, spokesman for the Obama campaign, declined to comment on the senator's ancestry. Clinton and Jolie are 9th cousins, twice removed, and Obama and Pitt are 9th cousins. cousins. The New England Genealogical Society was founded in 1845 and is the oldest and largest nonprofit genealogical organization in the country. It's also interesting to note that genealogical studies and genealogy is not that big of a deal, or it used to not be, for the common man, because really, we didn't really have anything to do with it. Again, it's more valuable than gold to someone who is related to these folks and can prove the bloodline, the pure bloodline, because it allows them to be pretty and dress nicely and get lots of money for doing absolutely nothing. So, you know, I don't know what to say about this. I mean, it's very upsetting to me to have this knowledge, and I'm hoping that in sharing this that you'll realize the ridiculousness of this whole political system we have set up, the ridiculousness of the actual false history and patriotism that we have for this so-called nation that we have, how we allowed it to be usurped by a central corporation outside of the States United, this little district in Washington, D.C. On October 13, 2010, Ancestry.com reported that as Americans prepare to cast their votes in November's midterm election, we're announcing that several key political leaders and media personalities are more than mere political allies or political foes. They are actually related. Yes. Says it reveals that President Barack Obama is related to former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Obama and Palin are 10th cousins through common ancestor John Smith, Smith being of the Joseph Smith clan that started the Mormon Church, a very close cousin of George Bush. The website also found that Obama is related to one of his most voracious critics, conservative radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh. I think we talked about this yesterday, but the next time you're listening to one of these famous radio show hosts, of which I will never be, just remember that they didn't get there because of their talent, although Rush Limbaugh, with his arrogance, likes to think so. But trust me when I say these folks do not attain this position without being on a leash and without being of the blood. Says perhaps Rush will ease up on the president when he learns they are actually 10th cousin once removed via common ancestor Richmond Terrell. USA Today reported this as well on 10-12-2010. Palin's Senate leader, Majority Leader Harry Reid, and conservative author Ann Coulter are also cousins through Englishman John Lathrop, who was exiled to the United States for becoming a minister of an illegal independent church. Now, that sounds noble, but in fact, those independent churches were something other than we think. All right, folks, we'll be back. Get into some more genealogical connections. Right up. Through ideological hegemony. But if you think you need guns to stop tyranny, then what you waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Scientists have been battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about. Battles about. What the object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems. In the form of energy. All of our sensory systems. And then it explodes into this enormous collage. What it feels like and what it sounds like. It explodes into this enormous collage. And in this moment, we are perfect. Perfect. We are whole. We are whole. And we are beautiful. And we are beautiful.
It appears rather gruesome. Wrinkles like a walnut. And with the consistency of mushrooms. Like a walnut.
It is the most mysterious part of the human body. And yet it dominates the way we live our adult lives. It is the brain.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Corporation Nation. Again, we're talking about genealogy today. Let me give you some examples. Well, you know, first, let's finish off what we were reading about Obama, just to give you the accurate history of his genealogy and why he is in power today. The Cape Cod Times on January 18th, 2009 reported the following about Obama. According to the family history compiled by the New England Historical Genealogical Society, Obama is a 10th generation grandson of Edward Fitz Randolph. After 30 years in Barnstable, Edward Fitz Randolph and his family moved on to the Piscataway, New Jersey. where the family became involved in politics and helped found Princeton University. A gate bearing the Fitz Randolph name still stands on the Princeton campus. Now, this is very important because all of the presidents of these universities were all bloodline cousins. All the people who started all of the secret societies were also the bloodline relations of this group we're talking about. The Fitz Randolph connection to the Obama bloodline launched centuries later when Edward Fitz Randolph's great-granddaughter, Prudence, married a man named, you'll love this, Shebael Smith, whose daughter Mary married Jonathan Dunham, joining the Fitz Randolphs with the Dunham clan. Of course, that's Obama's mother's last name. Now, I want you to note that the name Shebael is an Israeli-Jewish name and not a common American name in any way. The meaning of Shebael in Israel actually means returning captivity or seat of God. Isn't that interesting? Most often used as a male or boy's name. Five generations later, Jonathan Dunham's great-great-great-great-great-granddaughter, Anne Dunham, gave birth to President Barack Hussein Obama. Well, he wasn't president quite yet. He had to wait till that age. Not long after the Fitz Randolph family arrived in Barnstable, the Hinckley clan from England also settled on the Cape. Samuel Hinckley, a juror and surveyor of highways, brought his wife and four children from Scituate, to Barnstable in 1640, bought a home and launched what would become one of the Cape's longest surviving families. Several of the Samuel's children stayed in Barnstable long after his death in 1662. His son Thomas went on to become the governor of Plymouth Colony, and his daughter Susanna married a man named John Smith, joining the Hinckleys with the Smith family, which eventually joined the Dunham clan, leading to Anne Dunham and Barack Obama. And this, again, is why Joseph Smith of the Mormon Church and Bush and Obama are all very close cousins. Now, interestingly enough, also listed on the Family Forest website, which is another genealogical website, if my computer will allow me to go there. Let's see here. we show not only Joseph Smith and John Hinckley, and there's John D. Rockefeller, too, but we also show L. Ron Hubbard as the 10th cousin of Mr. George Bush, making the founder of both the Mormon Church and of Scientology very, very close cousins. So, where do we go from here? There's so many people to cover, so many names. Let's talk about marriages. Now, we talked a little bit about this, but you have to understand that these people, when they get married, they wish to keep the blood flowing. They wish to have children that will be just as successful as them, only not because of their talent, not because of their education, but because of their blood. So let's talk about people who marry their cousins. How about Rudy Giuliani, mayor of New York? He and his second cousin, once removed, Regina Perugi, were married. John Adams and his third cousin, Abigail Smith. Johann Sebastian Bach and his second cousin, Maria Barbara Bach. Hosea Bartlett, second signer of the United States Declaration of Independence, and his first cousin, Mary Bartlett. John C. Calhoun, 7th Vice President of the United States, and his first cousin, once removed, Floride Calhoun. Benedict Swingate Calvert, 3rd Proprietary Governor of Maryland and father of Eleanor Calvert, and his first cousin, once removed, Elizabeth Calvert. Charles Carroll of Carrollton, the only Roman Catholic signer of the United States Declaration of Independence, and his second cousin, Mary Darnell, were married. excuse me, Charles Darwin and his first cousin, Emma Wedgwood, Andrew Jackson Donaldson and his first cousin, Emily Donaldson. Of course, he was a vice presidential candidate. Andrew Jackson and his first cousin, Elizabeth Martin Randolph, were also married. Albert Einstein and his first cousin through his mother and second cousin through his father, Elsa Lowenthal, Einstein. Alfred DuPont, great-grandson of the DuPont founder, and his cousin by marriage, Bessie Gardner, as well as his second cousin, Alicia Bradford Maddox. You see how this is going. You see that to keep the blood pure, you must marry within. We always equate this to just the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and maybe a few others, but you got to understand, folks, this is all throughout the bloodline. This is how these people have become famous. This is how these people have become CEOs of corporations. This is how people have become famous authors and poets and leaders of movements like the feminist movement and the abolition movement. Okay, those were all cousins. I can't stress this enough. William Greenleaf Elliott, founder of the Washington University in St. Louis, and grandfather of course, poet T.S. Eliot, married his first cousin once removed. Let's see, it says, but more notable is that his father, mother, and wife were all first cousins of each other. William Ellerly, signer of the Declaration of Independence, and his first cousin once removed, Abigail Carey. Now remember, all these people are related to each other as well. William Crownsman Shield Endicott, former U.S. Secretary of War, and his first cousin, Ellen Peabody. John F. Fitzgerald, former mayor of Boston and grandfather of John F. Kennedy, and his second cousin, Mary Josephine Hannon. Oh, no, don't pick on the Kennedys. The Kennedys are heroes. No, no, folks, they're just the same old bloodline doing the same old things. There are no heroes. If the Bible tells you one thing, it is that not to put your faith in men. Okay? So let's not do that. Benjamin Harrison, the fifth American revolutionary leader, and his second cousin, Elizabeth Bassett. Oliver Wendell Holmes, senior, the poet, and his second cousin, Amelia Lee Jackson. Stephen Hopkins, another signer of the Declaration of Independence, and his second cousin, Sarah Scott. Jesse James, another bloodline cousin, and his first cousin, Zerelda Z. Mims. Thomas Jefferson, yes, Thomas Jefferson, too, and his third cousin, Martha Wales. Then there's Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lee Lewis, kind of an interesting story. I'll see if I can find his background. Basically, he married his first cousin, once removed, Myra Gale Brown. The only problem was Brown was only 13 years old at the time. That caused a few complications there. Doesn't matter, though. It's his first cousin. It's in the family. It's all good. John A. Macdonald, first prime minister of Canada, and his first cousin, Isabella Clark. Edgar Allan Poe and his first cousin, Virginia Clemm. Franklin D. Roosevelt, U.S. president, and fifth cousin once removed, Anna Eleanor Roosevelt. Martin Van Buren, former president, and his first cousin once removed, Hannah Hose. H.G. Wells and his first cousin, and on and on and on. All right, folks, we'll be back. Stay with us.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you,
If you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is this real, 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 or is this just a ride? The world is like a ride. You think it's real, it's just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice between fear and love. The world is like a ride. You think it's real, just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice.
All right, folks, welcome back. So as we mentioned, Mr. Jerry Lee Lewis, famous piano player, kind of crazy, married his first cousin that was 13 years old. Lewis was born to the family of Elmo and Marnie Lewis in Faraday in the Concordia Parish in eastern Louisiana. And he began playing piano with his in his youth with his two cousins, country music singer Mickey Gilley and TV evangelist Jimmy Swaggart. Folks, there are no exceptions here, I'm telling you. His older cousin, who he was influenced by, was a gentleman named Carl McVoy, his older cousin, who later recorded with Bill Black's Combo. So, again, you know, I don't know how to explain, because we believe that we live, again, in this democracy. We believe that there is a chance for us all. We believe that we have equal opportunity and all of this thing, but it's just not the case, folks. I'm sorry to be the one to break this to you, but there is no randomness in who becomes a celebrity. There is no randomness in who becomes an appointed CEO and who gets massive funding to start corporations and banks and all that. Okay, the bankers and the presidents are all one family. We can blame things on the bankers, or we can say, let's blame it on who's really the problem here, which is one family, one ring to rule them all. Let's take a call. Now, I asked some callers. Hopefully, they can give us some insight on the Jacobites, a subject that I have not studied in any detail. Let's take Chris from Las Vegas. How you doing, Chris?
I am well, Lynn, although I am quite titillated by your hereditary esoteric suggestions and insinuations.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Can you tell us about Jacobites?
There are a couple that you didn't touch on there. One, we know that the Bushes and Cheneys have relations to bloody old England and Britain and to the House of Brown, Harriman, and their banking cabal.
Absolutely.
And also relate back to the House of Benton, spelled with B-T-T-I-N, which, because of its German inclinations of sound, was changed to Windsor, or the House of Windsor, to make it sound more English during the war, so they wouldn't be preyed upon by their English people who were being bombed by the Germans.
Certainly, and you know, there's a great documentary that someone actually reminded me of today about a guy that was actually trying to figure out, because I think it was James the Fifth was a bastard, and the Plantagenet line was massacred by them, and the real actual person who's supposed to be the bloodline king of England actually lives in Australia as just a common dude. And he did all the research and he tracked him down, and this is the person that's actually the most eligible person to be king. Really fascinating documentary. I wish I could remember the name of it, but good stuff. So, yeah, I mean, but again, I can't look at that and say, oh, well, I'd rather have that person as king than this person. I find this all horribly disgusting. I find that the concept that someone claims better blood than I or you or anyone on this earth, I find that very distasteful. In fact, it makes my blood boil.
Well, apparently the familial bloods were boiling as they delved into their incestuous dalliances amongst their family members, and it may speak to some of the depravity and hallucinations that seem to permeate these self-deemed elitists who want to keep the bloodlines confined within their familial circles.
Yeah, it's disturbing. Anything else you wanted to say, Chris?
Well, I did want to suggest two other little things, if you don't mind. It's
sure.
Suggested that G.H.W. Bush was likely one Georgie Schraff, S-C-H-R-A-F, sometimes two Fs, and was part of the Hitler-esque inner circle, as exposed by Otto Skorzeny, another one of the inner circle members there. And he had apparently been mentored by Nikolai Tesla and been a very vexatious sort of young lad, and served as the prototypical model for Curious George from Dr. Seuss. And the last little tidbit for you, I can't help, and I suspect your other listeners and yourself may have observed, a striking resemblance between Barack Hussein Obama and Akhenaten, the Pharaoh Sea king of Egypt, or Kemet, and it has been suggested by some there may have been some transhumanist geneticist dabblings that may have had to do with this gestation and breeding, specifically for this place and time, that speak to that coincidental physiognomic appearance.
Well, you know, those are things that I can't poo-poo, because the technology seems to be there. So we can only leave that up to speculation. There is some very interesting research. I'll have to pull it up. I can't remember it off the top of my head, but it's called the, you know, Barack Obama's real father or stories. I can't remember what his book is called, but I'll have to pull that up so I'm not misquoting it. But interesting. Thanks for the call, Chris. I guess the point I really want to make, and I think I find this to be very important, because again, when we're talking about diseases, when we're talking about biological weapons, we've all heard through the way that they're designing illnesses, designing diseases and viruses and biological weapons to hit a certain race or a certain blood. And that's very important because, again, 85 to 90% of the people in the entire world are Rh positive. That leaves about 10 to 15% as Rh negative. And of course, it's a fairly it's not well known fact, but it's a pretty known fact that the bloodline is a negative Rh negative or monkey gene negative blood. And I think this has a lot to do with another subject I'm really interested in, which is prions and how those interact and protect the cells from disease. But these people that we always hear making all these quotes, I want to be very clear here that when you hear, let's say, Jacques Cousteau, another bloodline family member, out of the Demanding Accountability United Nations Development Fund for Women, page 84 through 85 in 1994, when he says, in order to stabilize world population, we must eliminate 350,000 people per day, he's not talking about his own blood, folks. He's not talking about his particular family. He's talking about all of us common folk out here. When Ted Turner from CNN says a total world population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal, he's not talking about his family. He's talking about you and me. And remember, these are the people that have power. These are the people that have started all of these biological terrorist corporations to create all of these military-grade weapons. So we, as the 95%, or at least the 90 to 85%, we should be very concerned because that means we are going to be on the list. You see, this is no joke. This is a very, very, very serious thing. Let's see. Still looking for some information on the Jacobites. Let's take looks like Matt in Missouri.
Hey, Clint, love your show. Even though I've yet to catch an entire show yet, with my work, I'm in and out of my truck, so I don't get to hear it all. But can't help you out much on the Jacobites. The only thing I really know about them is they were the ones that led the French Revolution. They wanted to, they were somehow sponsored by or paid by the Illuminati during the French Revolution. They wanted to go to a 10-day work week. They wanted to end the family. They had all kinds of crazy ideas. And in fact, in one of George Washington's letters, he even acknowledged the Jacobites and said he wasn't contrary to their views.
So another controlled revolution. Notice that the French Revolution and the American Revolution were virtually at the same time. So, all right, well, stay with us, Matt. We'll be back here for the second half of Genealogical Immersion.
With financial uncertainty.